It is really amazing to me to observe what people do when they witness a miracle. You would think that everyone would just immediately stop everything they're doing in life and follow Jesus. Even when the miracle's been done on them, their life has been saved, their physical life has been preserved, or they've been healed. Think of all the people that Jesus healed over 3 years of ministry. Thousands. Thousands of them. And everyone that heard his words, who saw him break bread and feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And yet, on the day of Pentecost, in obedience to Jesus, there were only 120 people. Listen to what Peter said the people should do when they had witnessed a miracle. The miracle was the lame man that was sitting in front of the temple asking for alms had been lame from birth. He'd been lying there for years. Everybody knew who he was. They had seen him. They gave him money, and he made his living by simply asking for a little bit of money. He was a fixture there. And Peter grabbed him by the hand and said, I don't have money to give you, but what I have to give you, I give to you. And he pulled the man to his feet, and his legs were straightened, and the man ran praising God into the temple, and of course it caused a great furor there. And everybody came around Peter, and Peter says, well, why are you looking at us as though we did this? It was Jesus that did this. This is a miracle. And this is what Peter then told them to do. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent you, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of the restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brothers, like unto me. You shall hear him in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which shall not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel, and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. You are the children of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in your seed shall all the people of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. You see, I think it's the logical thing for people to repent when they see a miracle, but it just doesn't work that way. I don't know why. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. We have seen enough of his power in this world to tell us we need to repent, that is to change our mind and live as a repentant people, turning away from our sins and turning unto God, and to live every day turned away from our iniquities and in the presence of God and dwelling in the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father, today help me to walk with you. I ask you sometimes for miracles, Lord, and you send them. How terrible would that be of me to turn from you and forget everything you've done when I should repent and believe the good news? Help me, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.